I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go.
Give them the care from day to day, morning through the evening, and even people who are non-professionals caring for loved ones. We salute you today, National Caregivers Day. And on this rapper Birdman birthday, who is 50 years old, please welcome to our morning show microphones an individual who at one time was an intern for KMOJ. Please welcome the author, Deontay Henderson. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. How you doing?
Unbelievable. Congratulations. And how are you? How are things going since you published your first book, I want to say, 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, it was basically about a year and a half going into my senior year, but things have been pretty good. I just released my fifth book, which is kind of a graphic novel slash comic, and it's called Kid Smooth.
Kid Smooth. Now, is that autobiographical by any nature?
No, not at all. Well, a little bit. It's about a superhero, and people think it's me because he kind of looks like me, but he has nothing to do with me. I did take some things from like my childhood and some inspirations I've had, and I included that in the book, but he's not me.
Deontay, you grew up right here in the Twin Cities.
Yes, sir. Right down the street, North Minneapolis, on 36th and Penn.
And you graduated from high school, and then you went on to college. The name of the university?
Tennessee State University.
Tennessee State. And we were fortunate, everyone, to have Deontay intern with us for about 2 years, I want to say. And then all of a sudden, I get this press release that Deontay had written the book. What was the name of the very first book?
To the Top.
To the Top. And it talks about what?
The first one is To the Top. It's about a turtle named Koa, and he has these big dreams that, like, no one else understands but him. He wants to get to the top of a mountain, mm-hmm. and on his way to the top of the mountain, a bunch of other animals, they try to discourage him and tell him what he can and can't do. So it's pretty much a metaphor for ignoring what people say and pursuing your dreams regardless. And that was more of an autobiographical book for me.
Wow. So what was the inspiration? Why writing children's books, Deontay?
Well, it came at a time. It was like my junior year I wrote it. In the winter of my junior year, I was running track at Tennessee State. And I wasn't seeing too much of a track future for me. And then so I just started to look at what I would be good at. And I started like just seeing what my purpose was. And I started asking around and people would tell me, man, you're a good storyteller. And then I had teachers say I was a good writer. And then my mom, she caught me reading over winter break. I was reading a lot. And she was like, you should write a book one day, Deontay. And when she said that, I was like, you know what? I can do this right now. I don't have to wait until I'm 50, 60, 70. I think I can do it now. And then I just took how I was feeling at that point, you know, discouraged and people telling me what I can and can't do. And I just took that inspiration, and that was the idea for the first book. And after I did the first one, I felt confident to keep writing more because it was fun.
Everyone, we're talking to Deontay Henderson, the author of his latest book, his fifth book, entitled Kid Smooth. What was it that kept you going after the second book was written that says, okay, I may have a future in this?
Well, I went to a school to talk to some kids, and after I was done talking to them, some of the kids didn't believe me because I look kind of young for my age. I'm 22, but some people think I'm like 18. But I was talking, and I was leaving, and one of the kids came up to me, yanked my shirt. He said, hey, mister. I said, yeah. He said, you didn't write this book. I said, yeah, I did. I said, flip it over. And he looked on the back of it and saw my face. And when he saw it, he said, whoa. And he brought his friend over there. He said, man, mister, you cool, man. I want to do that, too. And when he said that, like, I laughed. But when I got in the car, I was like, man, I can't stop. Like, kids are now seeing what I'm doing. I have to keep going because you never know who's watching you.
That's interesting. So tell me how your life has changed since graduation and as book after book keeps coming out.
Well, now I'm being presented more opportunities. I've got publishers that want to give me an opportunity to write for their companies. And I really want to turn Kid Smooth into a cartoon. So I'm working on things with that. And it's just connected me with people I didn't think I could really get in connection with at first. Mm-hmm. It's opened a bunch of different doors. Like, it's just, it you want to always sit at a table, but people don't always let you in the door. And it's like the books have now let me in the door to go sit at the table and speak with certain people.
Well, tell me about the commitment level, Deontay.
I've always been an athlete. I played basketball in high school, and I ran track in high school and college. And so I just treat it like a sport. And if you want to be great at your sport, you got to put in long hours. So every day I'm reading books. I'm writing down stuff. I watched Batman last night, but I don't just watch it for entertainment. I watch it to take notes and see what I can do to make my stuff better and what people are drawn to. So I try to study my craft. I study other authors, James Baldwin, Paulo Coelho. You know, even people like Damon John, Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm always studying people who are in a position where I want to be in, and I treat it like a sport, and I just try to do long hours on it.
It's like film study.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, film.
So what's next? Kid Smooth is out on bookstands now. Where can we find your material?
You can find, they're on lots of different platforms, but the major ones are Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So you can write Kids Move, To the Top, Mama Bear, Young William, and there's another one, I think. Oh, The Hungriest Pirate. And those are all on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can either type those in or you can write my name.
Wow, Deontay Henderson. So is there a high school professor or a coach who has watched your success? Can you relate to us what they've shared with you after seeing your prolific writing so far?
Well, I'm glad you said it. There's two men that I want to highlight. His name is Mr. Felix Williams, and he worked at Park Center High School, and he used to always encourage me every day when I saw him. He talked to me after school. We talked for hours, and he would see me down, and he would just talk and encourage me and tell me, Deontay, you're going to be great one day. So, and I saw him this summer, and he was just telling me how he's proud of me, and he always knew it. So I got to give love to him. But another guy is Mr. Dean Brown, and he's a teacher at Park Center. And he was someone who's always tough on me. And when I saw him this summer, he said, man, congrats on the book, but you need to put me in your next one. So if you read Kid Smooth, he's actually one of the villains in Kid Smooth.
Oh, my goodness.
So shout out to Mr. Brown. He's one of those guys. He's tough, but his toughness is really love. So I just wanted to like show my appreciation for him and give him the stardom he deserves.
Wow. And when you think about the words that your mom shared with you, those just a short time ago, how does that make you feel? What do you think about?
I'm grateful. I'm grateful that God gave me that. He chose her to be my mom because like she always sees stuff for me and my brother that we never saw. When we were kids, she always encouraged us to be who we want to be. And she never once told us, you can't do this. She always gave us the confidence and said, okay, if you want to do this or do that, these are the steps you have to take. You have to make sure you're committed to it. She never discouraged us. She gave us probably more confidence than we needed because now we think we can do whatever we want. But she put belief in us, so I'm grateful for her. So she gave me belief that, like when she said you should write a book, she always, it's something that we have, but she ignites us to go after it more.
Wow. And what would you, last thought, what would you say to young people who are listening to you right now or the parents of young people who are listening this morning?
Young people, whatever your dream is, whatever like you think about every single night that you see behind your head, behind your eyeballs, that's what you're supposed to go after. If you can't sleep, if you can't stop thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it, that's what you're supposed to go after. And if you practice on it, you beat on it every day, you improve that craft every day, that thing you see behind your eyes in your head will be in front of your eyes one day, and you'll be able to go ahead and grab it. So I just say, keep going after what's in your head.
My man, we are so proud of you, Deontay, for all the fine work and for having passed through our ways here at KMOJ and for all the future. I know that your future is already bright and it will continue to shine even brighter. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you, Freddie.
Appreciate you, Kid Smooth. Deontay Henderson, and you can find his book wherever fine books are sold. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hold on. It is 22 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. On the way, more great music, and we'll tell you what's trending at the bottom of the hour.